Welcome to the Rob and Kale Show. Rob Sanders.
His own mother slapped the stork that delivered him.
And Kale Hall.
He doesn't deserve to be in this business. He deserves to have been blackballed.
The Rob and Kale Podcast.
Welcome into the Rob and Kale Show. I'm Rob Sanders. I'm actually in Columbia, but also in Columbia is my good friend Carolina Jackpot. What's up, buddy?
Not much. How's everybody doing tonight? Not a lot of y'all in here tonight. It's a dead crowd playing to no one.
Give it time, Jackpot. It'll come around.
Yeah, I hope.
Well, anyway, Lisa's telling us to cue this bitch up. Let's get after it. The Rob and Kale Show this evening. Yeah, there's Eric. Eric joining the show. Numbers are climbing a little bit. By the way, I want to we pass out blame here on the show. Jackpot swore up and down he would wear his Hawaiian shirt until the Gamecocks lost. If they lose this week, it's his fault. He put that out there, and if they lose to East Carolina, it's because he did not wear his Hawaiian shirt for this show. I'm just saying, you don't fuck up a streak. Jackpot is fucking up the streak by not wearing his Hawaiian shirt, sir. So I blame the loss on you, friend.
My bad. I forgot to pack it.
Well, we got to get you there. All right. Well, we're going to have our picks for the evening. Let's thank Callaway's Bar and Grill. By the way, they're celebrating 23 years being in business here in Columbia. Go by and check them out. Callaway'sBarAndGrill.com. Great place to go and get you something to eat, play some retro video games, watch the football games, all that stuff. Mr. Boogie says, tisk, tisk. Yeah, I mean, I didn't make up the bit. That's on you. Anyway, we appreciate them. They sponsor the Callaway's Pick'em Challenge, which we're going to do our picks for this evening. And we've got, of course, our good friend Dennis Wilson from DNC Trucking and Transport. By the way, if you want a job and you have a CDL license and you'd like to make $3,000 in a week, it's not a joke. You got to drive to Utah, land of the Mormons, but you can make $3,000 in a week working for Dennis Wilson. Wow. Right now, if you have a CDL license, he needs three drivers.
Here comes contact with me. Now, is each one going to get paid $1,000?
No, it's different loads. If you go to Utah, you get $3,000. It can't be any more simple than that. You want to make $3,000? Boom. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Justin says it's his birthday. Happy birthday, Justin.
Happy birthday.
Anyway, go and find me or find Dennis on Facebook. You can message me on Twitter. I'm at Rob Sounds Good. We'll get you in contact with him. If you got a CDL license and you're driving across the country and you're not making $3,000, you can do that with Dennis Wilson from DNC Trucking and Transport. All right. But he pays for fireside chats with Uncle Jackpot. Jackpot, tell us a story, sir.
All right. Sucks to be a Gamecock. My team is going on the road for the first time this season. We are playing a team that cannot whip our ass. We are not special. We are a welfare cheese program for the conference. Our mascot looks like it has the clap and herpes. It sucks to be a Gamecock. Go Tigers.
That message courtesy of Dennis Wilson, DNC Trucking and Transport. I love the fireside chats with Uncle Jackpot. Good stuff there.
They get better and better every week.
I know, right? I mean, now they're attacking the mascot. All right, so we got some games to look at here, Jackpot.
Yes,
let's
we do.
Go into our Pick'em Challenge here. Oh, we don't want to show that tab. That's the wrong tab, Rob. Nope, wrong tab. My bad. Do-do.
I hope Dr. Do-do. Vaughn calls in tonight.
Yeah, well, we're going to take calls in a minute.
Yeah, I was gonna change my name up there to just Fat Ass. What would Jim Cornette, what would he have to say about that, about dignifying
me? Yeah, hold on. I've got the Jim Cornette clip. Damn it. If you wouldn't have asked me, I've got it. Hold on. actually, oh, here we go. Yes. No, wait a minute. Where is it? Oh, damn it. Oh, here we go. This is right here.
You fucking redneck, cousin fucking, chicken fucking, hillbilly, goddamn East Tennessee outlaw mud show piece of shit.
Yeah, there you go.
I was looking. talking about the one where he said, I will not dignify fat ass by answering his damn question.
I will not dignify fat ass by answering his damn question. That's funny, too. Maybe it's this one.
My asshole wants to suck cock.
No, it's not that one.
That's not it.
My bad. That's not it. My bad. All right. Well, let me see here. I got to get the right screen here.
Megan says, see one day if DJ Uga is eating solid food yet. I heard he was still on Beach Nut Stage 2.
Chris Rich wants to know what hotel you're in. Maybe he wants a date. I don't know, Jackpot. Do you want to share that information?
It's something over here on Harbison Boulevard.
All right. Well,
for the rest of the night, and then I'm out. Hate it.
Out this bitch. All right. Here we go. Our picks for the week here. The Kale Hall special this week is Temple at Akron. Temple is a 3-point favorite over Akron. Jackpot, which way are you rolling with this matchup, sir?
Well, it's hard when you got two bad teams going at it, but I'm going to actually roll with the home team, Akron, here, the home underdog. Temple's quarterback, who actually played for Georgia last year, Dwan Mathis, just got injured again.
Oh, God.
Injured his lower body now. And also against Rutgers, well, I don't know if it really – I mean, the guy was like 8 of 27 throwing the ball against Rutgers, and he got hurt. So they're both terrible teams. They got beat by Rutgers 61-14. Akron got beat by Auburn 60-10. I'm going to roll with the home Zips here to cover this spread and win this game.
All right, well, here's my thing with this game. I have learned on the Kale Hall special that Kale gets about 70% right on these. And I don't know jack dick about Temple or Akron. So I'm going to grow with what Kale has here with Akron plus 3. It's a shame that they don't have their quarterback, but we'll take Akron plus 3. Next matchup is Pitt at Tennessee. It's listed as a pick'em to start. It's down to Pitt is now a 3-point favorite, but it's a pick'em in our contest. Jackpot, which way are you rolling in this one, buddy?
I'm going to have to go with Pitt. Go with the team with more experienced quarterback, more experienced coaching.
Right. Well, now see, now you're going to piss off Dr. Vol. He's going to call you a fat ass again.
Call me a fat ass.
A fat ass. We can't have all that. Yeah. I think I stood by what I said before. I don't think Tennessee's going to have enough scholarship players later on in the fourth quarter, and I think Pitt's going to pull away. So give me Pitt in the straight-up pick'em here. Next matchup is App State at Miami. Miami's a 6-point favorite at home, Jackpot, over little old lowly App State. Which way are you rolling there, my friend?
I'm going to go with Miami. I think they got too many weapons there. Look, I think Miami's still a good team. Just because they got their face kicked in by Alabama doesn't mean shit. I mean, everybody gets their face kicked in by Alabama. Whoever's ranked, whoever finishes second in the SEC West will probably get beat by them by 4 touchdowns.
Could be true. I am in the camp of I like Miami to cover the spread, so I'm going to take Miami minus 6. So Jackpot and I agree on 3 picks. That may or may not be good. Oregon at Ohio State. This line for us is 11.5. It's ballooned up to 14.5. Jackpot, which way do you like there? Do you like Oregon having a chance to cover or not?
Nah, I'm going with Ohio State. Oregon's got a lot of injuries also. On both sides of the ball, including defensive end Thibodeau. Probably the best player on their team. So, I'm going to go with Ohio State here at home. I don't think Oregon's going to have much for them.
Well, I'm going to roll with Oregon. I think Ohio State has the potential to, I don't know. I mean, their new quarterback's good, but there's just something about Oregon I like. And I think they're going to, this is like a statement game for them. They want people to recognize who they are. It's despite the fact that their uniforms are probably going to be hideous.
Well, they could have made a, they could have made a statement about against Fresno State. And the statement was, we suck and we can barely win this game.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. Up next, we've got UAB at UGA, home opener there for the Bulldogs. Georgia is a 29-point favorite. Which way you like there, Jackpot?
That's tough because UAB is a decent team for a group of five team. So I don't is Georgia going to have all his injured players out? Are they going to? Is there going to be a letdown effect here? Are they going to be? Or I don't know. I just I don't. This is a hard one. I don't know which way to go. But I'm gonna go with Georgia. I'm gonna pick Georgia to win because I think they're gonna put the foot on the gas just to show everybody that they actually do have a you got an offense. So I'm gonna pick them to cover the spread here. I mean, they could be looking ahead to the Gamecocks too, though. So I don't know.
That's kind of my thinking because 29 points is a lot of points for anybody. Yeah,
Carson Beck is going to start at quarterback instead of JT Daniels. But I mean, really, I mean, is there a lot of difference there between Carson Beck and JT Daniels?
Well, both decided to go play for Kirby Smart, so they're not very bright. So I'm taking UAB plus 29. A lot of points there. Georgia will win by 21 or whatever, but 29 is a lot of points. Iowa and Iowa State, the Cyclones are a 5-point favorite. Jackpot, which way are you rolling there?
Okay, I did a lot of research on this one. I dug deep into this. Because this is just one that intrigues me, and this is just very difficult. You know, I was one of the last five matchups here. They didn't play last year. This is the first time both these teams have met as ranked teams. Iowa won 34-6 last week over Indiana and looked really good doing it, holding them only 233 yards. They scored two of their touchdowns off of pick sixes. So I have to think that Brock Purdy's not going to do that. You got a tight end for Iowa State named Charlie Kolar, scored 7 touchdowns last year, who was out last week for their game against Northern Iowa, which they only won 16-10. And you say, well, that's an FCS team. What are they doing struggling with them? But I mean, this is not anything new. Iowa State has lost to Northern Iowa and Matt Campbell's opener in 2016. Also in 2019, they went to double overtime with them. So I don't really know if that's much of a litmus test of it here. This is like the year for Iowa State to have that season. And I mean, you look back and say, well, I was one of the last five, you know, but I mean, these streaks all have to come to an end at some point in time. So I'm rolling with Iowa State in the points here.
I've had a hard time picking this game, but you know what? I'm going to roll with Iowa. I'm going to take Iowa and get the 5 points. I think it may end up being closer than that, but 5 points is a good bit there. So give me Iowa, and playing there at Iowa State, they normally play pretty well there. So give me Iowa plus 5. NC State at Mississippi State, Wolfpack versus the Cowbell. This is a pick 'em jackpot, even money here.
Yeah, I mean, I think there may be some overreaction to Mississippi State having to come back and beat Louisiana Tech last week. This is going to be a tough place to play. NC State 45-0 win over South Florida. They're on 2 more days rest than what Mississippi State is. This one's tough. Tough. And you can call me an SEC apologist, I guess, but I'm gonna go with Mississippi State to win this game. I think that they rebound from last week and they pick up a good win here in the non-conference.
I like NC State here because of their two linebackers. I think that teams that have good linebacker play generally play well against Mike Leach and his offense. So I think that NC State has two of the best linebackers definitely in the conference. So give me NC State to go on the road and get the win. Up next, Mizzou playing at Kentucky. Kentucky is a 3-point favorite in our spread. It's actually up to 6. Wow, jackpot. Are you buying? By the way, someone, Will Levette, Tim Brando said that Will Levettis is going to have the Joe Burrow effect for Kentucky. I literally pissed myself laughing at that. Get the hell out of here with that nonsense.
Yeah, and I've got a screenshot from 2007 where Mr. Brando said NC State will blow out South Carolina on Saturday and that Georgia and Kirby Smart are still a year away. Well, South Carolina beat NC State, and Georgia and Kirby Smart competed in the national championship game that year.
So, yeah, they didn't win. He was halfway right on that one. All right, so which way are you going? So you like Mizzou or Kentucky here? I can see you rolling with Bedazzle Sack here.
I would, but I mean, I don't like the way they played last week. They came out of the gate slow, and they've been known to start off the entire season slow. And this is a home game for Kentucky. I think they'll be a fired up crowd there. So I did predict them to win this in my preseason video here. I mean, I would like to pick Mizzou in this one, but I can't.
Well, you're going down with that. And you know what? I think Kentucky with the running game, you know, Central Michigan, when they lined up, I watched some of that game and they lined up and they looked like they were like on par with Mizzou.
That's because of their coach. Their coach is excellent. Jim McElwain. Yeah.
Well, I got to give credit to the Mazodcast for this. They said McElwain didn't coach in the game. He must have had the shark AIDS.
He had what?
Shark AIDS. Oh, shit.
He's a shithead.
He's a shithead. Now they're fucking a shark. Anyway, give me Kentucky -3. Something tells me I should take Mizzou, but to hell with it. We'll take Kentucky.
You know, the only thing is, when we're talking about streaks or whatever, Kentucky has beaten – I mean, Missouri has beaten them like 4 out of the past 5 years, but I don't know. I think they'll have a little bit too much for them there.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with Coach Stoops there. We'll see. Tejas at Arkansas. Texas is a 3-point favorite. Texas. That's where you're rolling there, jackpot.
Texas, sure.
Texas kicked their dick in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the honeymoon is over there for Sam Pittman. He had to come from behind to beat Rice last week.
They couldn't beat the rice. They couldn't beat the side dish. What the hell?
No.
Oh well. I think that they may have been looking ahead to Texas, but I think Texas is going to beat them senseless. So give me Texas. Washington at Michigan. Washington is a 1-point favorite. This is the same Washington team, if I remember correctly, that lost to fucking Montana. Jackpot, yep. Help me out here, brother.
Yeah, they lost to Montana 13-7. You know, Michigan lost that running back, last name Bell. One of the better players on their team out for the season, but I don't think it's going to matter. I think they beat up Washington. That's just one of those teams. It's just, I think they're just kind of slowly going away.
Whittling away. Yeah, I agree with you. Give me Michigan with the big blue. I think they'll win by like 10 points. So give me Michigan -1. Final matchup is South Carolina at East Carolina. This line's jumped all over the place, jackpot, when it opened. South Carolina was a 3-point favorite. Now they're a 2-point underdog on the road. Jackpot will be on the road for this game. Oh, man.
They're a 2-point favorite at home now. Or they're a 2-point favorite right now.
Right. Right. It may change. On our line, though, it's at 3, -3.
Yeah.
So which way are you going there, buddy?
Which one do you think?
I don't know. This is about money here. This our pot is huge here. You're going to have games where you don't pick South Carolina.
Yeah, I'm hold on a second. Yeah, I'm rolling with the Gamecocks. I mean, I just think, I mean, we've got too much for them. I mean, lines of scrimmage, we're going to blow them up. Even the Gamecocks here, I think we win this game by 10 to 14 points going away.
Here's my thing. I think that Shane Beamer is a good coach. And I think I think the Gamecocks have a better roster than East Carolina does. And I think in the fourth quarter, I think that they will wear East Carolina down. And the over-under on this matchup is at 56.5. So they're expecting them to score some points here. But I'm going to take South Carolina to get the win here. Computer models across the board say all of them have East Carolina winning 27-25. But I think they've got a better coach in Beamer and a better roster. So give me South Carolina -3. So there's our picks. Go ahead and submit mine now. If you're in the contest, make sure you get in. And that way you can make sure all your picks are in the mix there. Jackpot, are you sick? What you got?
I got something down the wrong side. Caden Smith says, damn, y'all blow something up or something. Rob, you about to make me fall asleep. What can I do to make it more exciting for him? Maybe I can sit upside down in the chair.
Yes! Yes! Fuck you, too!
Yeah, okay.
I'll do the show, I guess.
All right, there you go. Well, why don't we...
not dignify fat ass.
Fat ass. Whoa, God. All right, you guys are welcome to call into the show, 803-470-2905. There's the number if you want to call and join us on the show this evening. There are our picks. We do our picks every Wednesday. So there you go with that, 803-470-2905, 803-470-2905. If you'd like to join the show this evening, take calls for a little bit before we get out of here.
Why are you having to prove that you're not a robot there?
I don't know.
You missed the traffic light, so it's going to kick you out.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, get your traffic lights correct, buddy. That's funny. Anyway, 803-470-2905, 803-470-2905. As I boot up the phone system here, you're welcome to call into the show and get yourself in the mix. Let's see here. Why is this not working? I don't understand. There we go. All right. 803-470-2905. 803-470-2905. That is the number to call if you'd like to join us here this evening. If you want to talk about this week's matchups, is South Carolina going to win at East Carolina?
I have a feeling I'm going to be kicking myself for not picking the dazzled sack.
You know, I kind of feel that way too, but you know what?
I just have a damn bad feeling about it.
Well, we'll see how that works out. 803-470-2905. 803-470-2905. That is the number to dial if you'd like to join us this evening. Caden wants us to blow things up. I don't know about all that. There we go. Here's our first call of the evening. Welcome into the Rob and Kale Show. Good evening. Hello. Don't listen on your screen there. Listen to your what you're calling from. Hello, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? Hello. All right, I don't know what his problem is. So 803-470-2905.
Phone is hard to operate this evening. It happens.
That might have been Dr. Vall calling back.
it might have been. The string between his two suit cans might have broken.
All right, let's try again. Welcome into the show. Good evening. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Hey, what's going on? What you got for the program? I don't know what his deal is over there. Hello. Welcome into the program. Good evening. Hello. Like, I don't know what the deal is. Like, yeah, I can hear you. Go further, man. What you got? Go ahead, buddy. Talk. We can hear you. Go to it, buddy. Hi, Todd.
Opinions, true opinions are of South Carolina.
All right. Well, Jackpot, go first, buddy.
What? I didn't understand.
I think the defensive line is decent, and the running backs are good.
All right. Well, Todd, we appreciate you calling, man. I think that
and the kicking game is fair, and mm-hmm. the rest of them are question mark. But ECU should be good.
Yep. All right, buddy. Well, hey, I appreciate you calling, man. Jackpot, what do you think? He wants your opinion on South Carolina, man. What do you think of that?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's up in the air right now. I mean, I think South Carolina offensively. What the mm-hmm. hell is this? What the hell is going on here?
I don't know. There you go.
Why is our phone ringing?
I don't know. I'm trying. I was testing the system to make sure it works.
I think South Carolina is going to be pretty. What is he talking about in the game Saturday or just overall?
He said he wanted to know your exactly how you felt about South Carolina and their chances, I guess, is what he was going with. We have our full picks out there. I think I've got them at like 5 wins this year or so.
We're winning 6 games. Yeah, I mean, I think South Carolina's going to get better every week. I mean, I think the coaching is excellent. I think we're going to pull an upset somewhere or another. And, defensively, I think they're going to be better than you might think. I mean, they are going to give up some points to the better teams on the schedule, your Georgias, your Texas A&Ms, your Florida, maybe your Auburn, like the 4 pretty good teams on the schedule there. But the other ones, I think, especially the ones that can't score touchdowns. I mean, I'll
figure it out. Yeah, I think South Carolina is going to be fine. They'll get to 5 wins, maybe 6. We'll see how that works out for them. But yeah,
when you play a team that's better than Gaffney High School, we'll see. This is from a man whose team played Northwestern High School last Thursday night.
Hmm.
I mean, that's the pot calling the kettle black.
Oh, God. Here we go. 803-470-2905. 803-470-2905.
Shut ours out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it works. The point spread for the Alabama-Mercer game, you can't bet on it. I haven't found a spread yet, Justin. I know it's your birthday, but you can't be betting on Alabama.
Alabama's laying 81.
81. They might cover that. If you told Nick Saban that, he might cover it.
Yeah, really.
So, all right. Well, 803-470-2905. That's the number to call if you'd like to join us here on the Rob and Kale Show this evening. If you'd like to get involved with the program, 803-470-2905. Caden's just being nasty, telling people to look it up for themselves. Man, Caden needs a hug.
Well, he just needs to chill out with all that shit.
Yeah, just Caden's not being very nice. All right, well, final call for calls this evening. Wesley says East Carolina wins big this weekend.
Well, they're playing golf.
Damn.
Yes! Yes! Fuck you too!
Oh, man. By the way, I can say this on the podcast here. I actually texted this to to Jackpot earlier. Clemson fans are losing their mind right now over one damn game. What a spoiled bunch of bitches. That's the way a lot of Clemson fans are right now. They are really losing their mind over one game. Now, see, here's the thing with Clemson fans. They don't lose very often. So when subpar programs that don't win championships, they often come at the Clemson fans when they lose, okay, like South Carolina. There's South Carolina fans running their mouth on Twitter, knowing for sure that when they play in November, they don't have a fucking snowball's chance in hell of winning that game. But they sure are going to run their mouth as of right now. You're not winning that game in November, Kale. Let's just be honest.
You ran for 2 yards. Have a pick.
Hold on. Hold on. I have your picks. Yeah, and a lot of that was due to sack yardage. So let's not put that out there either.
Okay. There we go.
Oh, hold on. Do you think South Carolina has a defensive line that Georgia has?
Well,
you put that out there. Does South Carolina have the defensive line that Georgia has?
That's like saying I got a bunch of Fs in school because I didn't do homework. Does South Carolina have the what?
Does South Carolina have the defensive line that Georgia has?
I say they're on par.
What are you drinking?
We may have 2 first-round draft picks on that defensive line, sir.
Oh, goodness.
Georgia's stronger in the interior line. Interior line of Georgia's stronger. South Carolina's got better edge rushers.
Yeah, where the hell did all those fucking sacks come from the other night? It became because of those interior linemen.
Exactly.
Anyway, don't let Jackpot and his love for his sorry ass team get in your way there, Clemson fans, or the folks running their mouth on Twitter. November is coming, and it'll be the same as it's been for the past 6 Novembers, 7 Novembers, whatever it is, and they will go home with their hat in their hand as they leave Williams-Brice, just like they normally do.
You never heard of Kingsley J.J. Inigbare? You haven't heard of Jordan Strong?
Who?
Kid from Georgia State.
You don't even know his name.
That's his name.
Kid from Georgia State. Is that what's on his jersey, fucko?
My last name is Strong, you fucking asshole.
I don't think it's Strong.
Strong.
I think it's Strawson.
Well, I don't know what the hell it is. Todd Ellis pronounced it Strong.
That's why nobody knows who the fuck he is. Even damn Todd Ellis can't get his name right.
Brandon Coons got him down. Ingbari, Pickens, Birch, Strong, Aaron Sterling,
Strawson,
elite.
Get the fuck out of here. November's coming, Clemson fans. All this trap they're running will be closed. Shane Beamer's just hoping that they can beat East Carolina. He even said that. He's like, biggest thing is winning game 2. I don't even want to read this, but he did give us a super chat. Landon Gosnell says all Clemson had to do is run the wheel route, and they would have beat Georgia. Get the hell out of here. That's not necessarily true. Holy shit. I'm not going to be like Jackpot and be a homer.
It's hard to run the wheel route when your quarterback's on his head. Man, he's staring up at the sky. So, yeah.
Anyway, final call for calls this evening. Yeah, good point, sir. All right. Well, Jackpot, we've had a good show this evening. Got our picks in there. And we'll be back at it on Sunday night. As
he led the nation in sacks last year. That's true.
Yeah, sure. That's awesome.
Well, it's true. In a COVID year,
Goddamn COVID year. I don't want to hear the COVID year.
It was a COVID year, and he still managed to pull it off.
All right. Thanks for watching tonight's show.
Thank you. Fuck you. Bye. Boom.